The views and opinions expressed on this podcast or website are those of the authors and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of A Queen's Opinion. Any content provided by our bloggers or authors are of their opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Welcome to A Queen's Opinion. My name is Queen. My voice, my opinion, and your listening ears. We are moving to a new category, continuing our opinion on many issues. So this month, we will cover family matters. And this episode is called Deep Hurt. How much hurt can you take from your family before you say no more? I know I am going to get a lot of negative feedback from this topic, and people will question why I would talk about something so personal and hurtful about my family. I am doing this because podcasting is a way for me to express myself and not continue the internal bad behaviors that harm me. For many years, I have been holding on to hurtful things that others have done to me. And yes, many of those hurtful actions have been done by my family members. Now, in this episode, I am giving you a peek through the window of some situations. But I want you to listen with the intent of seeing the behavior and treatment that I have received over many years. Am I saying that my family are unkind people with no respect for others? No, not necessarily. The way my family treats others is good overall. They are good friends. They are ride or die friends for others. They have love and they love hard for others, strangers, non-blood family members. They even claim other people as being their siblings, children, and best friends, and treat them with love and kindness. But when it comes to family members, blood family members, well, we're not treated with the same understanding, love, caring, or respect. I don't even know where to begin. So I will try to start from the beginning of my morning on this particular day that I want to share with you. Around 7:30, I get a call from my blood sister. You know, we share the same mother. Yeah, that sister. She called me with some bullshit. You know, some people might say it was the devil making her act this way. Would you agree that Jesus lives in us all? Then you know that the devil lives in us too, right? If you agree with those statements, then you know you must fight the devil, beat the devil, stomp the devil out to make room for the Lord. We must fight the devil with all of the love of God we have in our souls, hearts, and spirits. Well, at least that's my opinion on the matter. So I was talking to my blood sister that day. This is the same blood sister who has died and survived so many times because the Lord says she has something good, deep, deep, deep inside of her. So he keeps on saving her, and the family keeps on praying for her that she might find the light. But this wasn't the day that she found the light. No, no, no. Not on this day at 7:30 in the morning on a hot summer day when she called me with her bullshit. She didn't reflect the light of Jesus on this call to me. Well, I will say on this hot summer day, when my sister called with her bullshit, I fell into my old habits of trying to explain myself. My husband kept asking, why? Why are you trying to get her to see the light? He cut my family off years ago because of how they have hurt me. You see, she called me to ask where I am getting my money from because I am too young to be retired. Now, every person has an opportunity to choose how they want to live. My sister and I lived in the same house with the same parents, and we had the same opportunities growing up. However, some people choose to live uncommitted to things required to live a comfortable lifestyle. She has lived a very hard life. So she is looking at my life now thinking, how in the hell did this happen? How did she end up with nothing and I have seemingly everything? She called questioning where I got my money because she thinks it came from my mother's life insurance. Bless her heart, because she is so lost and blind to the real facts. If anyone out there is living off a small, insignificant insurance policy from a loved one's death, bless you. You probably use all the money to handle the burial, funeral, bills left behind by the loved one. Surely not enough to live off for years after the family member's death. This is how the conversation started off, and she continued to curse me out and call me all types of names. Now, I did what any person in their right mind would do. I hung up the phone. This was not a conversation I was going to have with a person who has not lived up to being a grateful daughter, sister, or mother. My sister is wondering where I got my money to be able to live a bi-coastal life and have somewhere to lay my head on the East Coast and the West Coast. The first thing that came to my mind in response to her questioning was, bitch, please. I know what you are thinking. I am overreacting. I should have heard her out. I should have turned the other cheek. But you have no idea about the deep hurt caused by my family. For example, you see, this is the same sister that when I fell ill, when I was laid up on my back in a full body cast after a car wreck in which they thought I must have died, when I was unable to care for myself or my disabled sister and disabled mother, this is the same sister that allowed us to stay at her apartment for a few days and then tells me that we can't stay with her anymore and we need to leave. So at the time, I called my husband, then fiance, who was in college, and my attorney to find me somewhere to live. God is good. Thank the Lord it worked out for me. When my mother passed away, I was the only child by her side. You see, I provided everything for my mother and my disabled sister. I worked three jobs my whole life to provide the best I could for us with no help from my older siblings or extended family. So for my sister to call me and ask me about life insurance money after our mother died, and I had spent my entire young adulthood and adulthood taking care of our mother without her help, it was complete bullshit. She said, if I got money from mama's death, I should have shared it and told everyone. She said to me, you got the money that allowed you to retire. If you got that kind of money that allowed you to retire, we should get some of the money. But you know what? I am here to tell you, all that bullshit is real with my family. And this hurt is heavy to carry. Why is it that when someone dies in the family and the person left to take care of all the arrangements and all of the things required to tie up all of the loose ends gets blamed for everything? This person is left with trying to deal with their own hurt of losing someone they love and trying to keep the family together the best way they know how. And through all of that, there's always a villain in this situation to deal with. The villain says, if I knew you needed help, I would have stepped in to help. Nobody told me, even though they were there witnessing the whole situation. They want to have all of the say in making the arrangements, but contribute nothing towards the bigger issue of the family. They want all of the sympathy and flowers and notoriety from friends and other family members during this difficult time. This person is selfish and has no understanding of how they are behaving in this situation. This is a person out of touch with reality. This is a person that cares nothing about anyone else but themselves and will be like that till they die, till the end. This person doesn't want to look at the fact that they did nothing to support the sick people in their family. They did nothing to support the family as a whole. They did nothing to keep the family together. They did what they always do, cause deep hurt. Now, I want my listeners to understand that it wasn't easy for me to talk about this subject. I actually wrote this particular episode 2 years ago before there was a podcast. You see, I usually record a lot of my personal experiences in my audio diary. I was looking in my diary and I started listening to some of the episodes when I came across this one. And it hurts so bad to listen to the entry because it brought up all those feelings again. I decided I am going to release this to the world and release it from my internal box of hurt. I am going to move forward with my life and leave the past right there in the past. In this new year, like I said in an earlier episode, I took an inventory of my life in 2023. I lost friends. I released my family members and I restocked my warehouse. I released many things from my box of deep hurt. And this episode has just released another deep hurt from the warehouse. I will leave you with one of my favorite Bible verses that has helped me over the years and continues to strengthen me in this journey we call life. It goes like this. Exodus 20:12. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. I believe if you live this Bible verse, you shall have long and prosperous days on earth. That's what I did. And I am blessed all the days of my life, and I am living in my blessing. Thank you for listening each and every week. Drop me an email or hit me up on Instagram and let me know what you think of this episode and how it made you feel. As usual, I look forward to hearing from you. A Queen's Opinion is a podcast that allows people, especially women, to think out loud about life situations and seek an opinion without being judged. This podcast is supposed to lift you up, encourage you to be the best person you can be, to inspire you to step out of your comfort zone and into your queen zone. I didn't say my opinion will solve your problems. I am not saying that I am right. But what I am saying is I'm going to give you another view of the situation from a distance. No more thinking or questioning a situation by yourself. Ask the Queen. Go to our website, www.aqueensopinion.com, and click on Get in Touch to leave your feedback or leave a question for the Queen. Don't forget to like us wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for taking time out of your day. I hope you join me for our next episode. Until then, goodbye.